أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا يخاف ظلما ولا هضما. Previously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of how He will blow up the mountains. And He will blow them to such a point that they will be reduced to dust, as if these mountains did not exist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of our coming out, emergent from the grains, and how there will be a caller announcing to us and directing us in which direction we should move. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how no one will raise their voices. Everyone will just be whispering to one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how intercession is a right that will only be awarded to those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Allah azza wa jal speaks of the mu'minun, the believers, and those believers who practice acts of righteousness in ayah number 112 of Surah Taha. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the one who practices, who performs acts of righteousness, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and he is a believer. Iman, of course, is the condition for the acceptance of those acts of righteousness and good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this believer who continuously and consistently does his acts of piety and righteousness and good deeds, فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such a person will not fear any oppression, any injustice, وَلَا هَضْمَا, and he will not fear the curtailment of his reward. So when he is resurrected from his graves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow him to enjoy a sense of peace, a sense of calmness, a sense of confidence. That is because he has performed acts of righteousness in the dunya while he was a believer. So he will not fear any injustice, he will not fear losing the reward of his good deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. Allah refers to the Qur'an as an Arabic book. Allah says, and this is how we have revealed it. In this way we have revealed it, that is the Qur'an. قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا, we have revealed it, an Arabic kitab, a book in the Arabic language. وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have detailed the warning in the Qur'an repeatedly. You will notice how often Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Jahannam, how often Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Akhirah, how often Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the day of Qiyamah, repeatedly warning us over and over and over again. And we understand that when a warning is issued repeatedly, it denotes the seriousness of whatever is being warned again. In this dunya also, if something is of a very, very serious nature, then you find that people will repeatedly warn you against that thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and again speaks about the Akhirah and warns us about Akhirah and the life after death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is to denote the seriousness of what is to come in the afterlife. Allah says, وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ, صَرَّفَ means to repeatedly detail something. So one is not just a brief warning, but the warning is a detailed one, and it is repeated over and over again. Allah says, وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ, there are warnings that we have detailed in the Qur'an repeatedly. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ, so that they guard themselves. Why are warnings issued? Why are warnings issued against a disease, or against extreme weather conditions, or against crime, and against whatever it may be? Why are warnings issued? So that you take the necessary precautions. That is why a warning is issued. That's why it's called a warning, so that you prepare yourself, you take the necessary precautions, you ensure that you are well prepared, so that you do not become a victim of the disease, you do not become a victim of crime, you do not become a victim of those harsh weather conditions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the whole objective and the point of these warnings is not to threaten, but Allah says so that yattaqoon, so that they guard themselves, أَوْ يُحْدِثُ لَهُمْ ذِكْرًا, also that it produces a lesson for them. It produces a lesson for them, a reminder for them. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is high above all. Very often when we take the name of Allah, it is followed by the verb ta'ala. We say, Allahu ta'ala. What does ta'ala mean? Ta'ala means Allah is high above everything else that He has created in His power, in His authority, in His knowledge, in everything. He is way above everything else, above every king, above every ruler, above every president, above every authority. Allah says, but ta'ala Allah, Allah is high above everything else, al-malik, the king. Allah is the true king, al-malik al-haq, the true king, the one and only king. وَلَا تَعْجَلْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. Initially, when Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salam would come and he would recite the ayat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be concerned and he would not want to forget the ayat that were revealed to him. So he was sort of stressed out. One is listening to Jibreel reciting it, understanding it, and then also remembering it. So there were different functions and there were different things to focus on. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sort of become concerned and worried. And it would be difficult for him to do this, all three at one time. So that was initially how it used to happen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eased this for him. And Allah says, وَلَا تَعْجَلْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. Do not hasten in reciting the Qur'an. So you don't have to recite it and repeat it. Like how today when students want to memorize the Qur'an or memorize verses of the Qur'an, it's repeated, or anything else in fact. It's repeated over and over and over again. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be very concerned about not forgetting it. So he would repeat it and repeat it over and over again, becoming difficult for him at times. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَعْجَلْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يُقْضَى إِلَيْكَ وَحْيُ. Do not hasten and do not hurry in reciting the Qur'an before its wahi has been concluded to you. You don't have to worry about that, that before the wahi is concluded, you have to have recited it, or before Jibreel leaves, you have to have memorized it. There is no burden upon you to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that when it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether directly or whether through the medium of Jibreel alayhi salam, it would be memorized by him. And that's why elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ, Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes down with it directly onto your heart. So it would be directly deposited into the purest of hearts, the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, by extension the ummah, وَقُرْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Oh Allah, increase me, improve me in my ilm, in my knowledge. Repeatedly we should make this dua. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Oh Allah, increase me, improve me in my knowledge. Whether it is memorization of the Qur'an, reciting of the Qur'an, understanding of the Qur'an, and the sciences of the Qur'an, improve me and increase me in that knowledge. Now Allah grants us the understanding.